What type of peer am I? Learning to negotiate and compromise is an important skill for teenagers if you're going to communicate in groups and make friends. But what type of peer are you? The following may go some way to finding the answers. There are basically four types of peers: follower, passive, average, and assertive peer. You may find that you fit into one or more of these categories, or you may even be a combination of all four. The follower can be a danger to themselves. They don't know when to say no and follow their friends without question. They often have little to say for themselves and almost never voice their opinion. They are insecure, scared, and generally have a poor self-image. This all adds up to being at a greater risk of using drugs, alcohol, becoming pregnant for girls, and engaging in any form of criminal activity. This type of peer may also imitate someone that they for some reason respect. For example, they will dress and talk like that person and often check with them first before making a decision. The follower usually has poor self-image and low self-esteem.
The next group is the passive peer. They are quiet, easygoing, and happy to follow the crowd. This doesn't mean they'll do anything anyone asks them. In fact, the passive peer knows how to say no and will generally not do anything that's self-destructive. Like the follower, the passive peer doesn't have strong opinions, but does make friends quite easily due to being very agreeable. For example, two friends may be disagreeing about something, so the passive peer will probably agree with both sides. The greatest weakness, however, is being easily manipulated by others. The passive peer will go along with the dominant crowd rather than risk a confrontation. The average, on the other hand, is a blend of aggression and the passive peer discussed earlier. They sometimes lead and sometimes follow, but they usually can't be talked into doing something that they really don't want to do. There is a fear, however, for the average peer, that going against the wishes of a group leader or a popular teenager might lose them the membership in a particular group. The average peer knows deep down inside, however, that the group will not dislike them for wanting to do something else. Even so, they may sometimes agree to do an idea initially, and then, instead of just saying no, may come up with an excuse to not do it at all, rather than just saying no in the first place. The last group, the assertive peer, finds that others will always follow them. They're dominating and find many teenagers will turn to them for advice. The assertive peer has some very positive traits. They're not afraid to speak their mind, and they're self-confident and self-assured. The assertiveness can sometimes be mistaken for arrogance, causing other teenagers to react sharply and want to cut them down to size. The assertive peer, however, may become too dominating and pushy, especially if another peer begins to threaten their position as leader in the group. This pushy and dominating behavior might alienate the assertive peer from the group. In this situation, they will usually back down, but maintain their confidence and leadership qualities.
What this tells us is that every teenager has a way of finding their own special place and developing their own friendships. Every teenager is a unique individual with special styles of interacting within a group. Most, however, will have some difficulties, no matter how self-assured or self-confident they feel they are.